This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, thank you so much for being with us today. Well, you've heard this guest before, or I should say the company before, Elite Regenerative Stem Cell Specialist, and they are a new partner for us here at Haystack Help and our Sportsman of Colorado Radio. And I have said before, I did this procedure, about 4 years ago, and boy, I had great, great success with it, and until I did something stupid and hurt my knee again. But I'm telling you, we say stem cell a lot, but we're just going to really get into the term regenerative medicine. And so we are glad to have Luke Colwin with us from Elite Regenerative Stem Cell Specialist. How you doing, bud?
Doing well. Thanks, Scott.
All right. And we've also got Dr. Jim Seaton in with us. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thank you.
All right. And my old buddy, my young buddy, Don Horn. How are you, bud?
I'm doing great, Scott.
Man, it is good to have you in this morning. All right, Luke, let's talk just a little bit about Elite Regenerative. So first of all, let's give a little background on you, how you got involved with them, and then we'll get into this a little bit.
Well, I've been with Dr. Edward Donner for about 11 years. Started with him straight out of college from CSU. I'm the director of his Stem Cell Regenerative Institute at Elite. Back when I began, I had this procedure done in the beginnings of regenerative medicine. Two discs in my back got blown, throwing hay, loading hay up into lofts to the point where I couldn't get up off the ground. Back then, worked with a couple orthopedic surgeons, some spine surgeons that recommended a two-level fusion for me, being 22 years old. That didn't seem to be an option. Fortunately, we were developing some technologies that we use now today that allowed me to avoid surgery. And, you know, this many years later, I'm pain-free and surgery-free. So that's what got me into this whole stem cell world. And I have to say, it gets better and better every year. Results get better every year, and we're proud to be where we are right now.
Absolutely. So kind of give us an idea of who's walking through the doors these days and kind of maybe just some different patient type stories of, you know, who you're seeing come in for regenerative medicine.
Yeah, we really see every walk of life, you know, from young sports guys to more experienced guys in their
that's what we'll call
their older age.
Experience.
Oddly enough, lots of female patients, but really from everybody, you know, the guys that are weekend warriors doing their sports, tons of ranchers, farmers that need to really keep on their feet. They can't go into surgery and lose a whole crop for the summer. And all the workers around really get a good benefit from not being out of work and getting better quick.
Right. Jim, I don't know what to call you. Should I call you Doc, Jim, Dr. Jim? You're a retired family physician, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Man, when you look back over the years of kind of where this regenerative medicine is today, would you have ever dreamed something like this would have been, you know, coming like this and helping so many people?
No, it really has been a huge advancement because we have so little to offer a lot of these orthopedic conditions traditionally with non-steroidal anti-inflammatories and physical therapy, but this has been a huge breakthrough for my patients and friends and colleagues as well.
Right. Any one, two patients stand out that you sent there that, you know, and kind of give their background of what they were going through and then the help they received?
Well, one patient comes to mind, one of my old high school friends who was told he had to have surgery, and he came up and got both knees done, and it changed his life, basically, and he's avoided surgery since that time, too.
Sure.
I have a cousin who's a ski instructor for many years at Vail, and he had stem cells, and he was virtually unable to ski, and after 35 years of skiing, and he's back skiing, he can out-ski anybody again, and he's doesn't even slow him down. He's, you know, and he's 2 or 3 years post-infusion.
Sure. I want to be, you know, very transparent here. I mean, medical world's, I mean, it's amazing, and there's amazing things to be done. But there's no fix-all for everybody, you know? I mean, right, Don?
True.
I mean, you know, yes. I mean, some people we've seen got great, great results.
Some people get 100, and some people get 60 or 70, but they're pleased with that.
Oh, yeah, thrilled with 70.
But, you know, it varies. You know, sure. Everyone's a little bit different.
Right. But this goes back to the, really just the way Elite Regenerative takes care of the patients and does that screening process to do everything you can, Luke, to make sure they're a good qualified patient for this, right?
Absolutely. You know, that's kind of our key philosophy at our clinic is really treating the patient from ground up and really making them a lifelong patient for us. Not in the fact that they'll need treatment lifelong, but we become friends during the process.
Sure.
You know, as far as walking in, we're not going to take what any other doctor's really told you you need to do. We start working you up from ground up and going through conservative treatment, you know, working the way you should. We're not going to jump to a salesy pitch about what this could do to you because it's not always 100%, just like you said.
Right.
So we're going to give you a realistic outcome and, you know, something that we can both meet at the end.
Right.
And I wanted to kind of jump into, you know, what regenerative medicine is.
Sure.
You know, at this point, you know, stem cells is just a term everybody's called this.
Right.
And, you know, the FDA has come out with different statements and viewpoints on the term. We really use regenerative process, autologous regenerative medicine, because we use aspects of your own healing potential and transplant that into these areas that really need the extra help. So stem cells aren't always in all products, and they're a component of the regenerative process. But just want to kind of let everybody know we're not taking, you know, fetal stem cells. We're not taking other people's stem cells. We're not taking other people's tissue. We're using your own tissue and the tissue from bone marrow that has all the healing potential using other aspects, not just the cellular aspects. So if we minimally manipulate that, we just separate it, combine it, you know, with our own kind of IP process and put it back into areas that could potentially heal. And we're not turning back time, but we're allowing tissue to heal naturally. And we really get a good outcome through our process.
Right. And real quick, I mean, you know, just coming up there to visit and walking back in the back and see your two scientists back in their lab. I mean, here's what I just want to warn people, you know, over the last several years, I mean, you can see the word stem cell therapy everywhere. I mean, it's everywhere, you know, every chiropractic office, whatever. But most of those will have, you know, some nurse they'll hire one day a week just to come by there and do some things. And there's really not much oversight there, you know, and I don't know if I want somebody that might have just got their, you know, 12-day degree injecting something in me that, first of all, I don't know where it came from and what it is and if how good they are doing it and all that, you know. So, I mean, I think that's something that, you know, you guys really stand apart. There's millions of things that make you guys stand apart. But just kind of talk about, you know, the science part of it real quick and just what you guys have there at the facility there in Loveland.
Yeah, in Loveland, the Elite Regenerative is located inside the Colorado Spine Institute. And this is a building that is AAAHC accredited. We have government or governing agencies making sure our processes, our surgery center, everything is up to the par of a hospital or surgery center setting. That being said, in that same facility, we have a state-of-the-art laboratory, R&D regenerative resources, and they are really processing all of our technology, confirming all of our patient data, making sure we're operating at the highest quality of all of the universities, all of the other major regenerative institutes, and kind of collaborating with all these other institutes to make sure our process meets or exceeds, you know, anything out there. So together, this bundle of our facility has really been a tremendous asset in advancing this technology.
Sure. Once again, you're listening to Haystack Help Radio. Our guest today, Elite Regenerative Stem Cell Specialist. Their number, 970-342-2231. And as I mentioned earlier, Don Horn is with us. Number one draft pick of Vince Lombardi, 1967. Unfortunately, I told him the other day, too bad Tom Landry didn't make the call to you, Don, and say, Don, you're going to be a Cowboy. Yeah. But no, you had to go and be a Packer.
Packer, and then I came out here to Denver 50 years ago and started here and tore my knee and shoulder up. And now, you know, I'm a recipient of the regenerative stem cell procedures and that type of thing. Have been for, gosh, going on 9 years now. Right. I think I first had my first treatment up there 9 years ago. Man, mm-hmm. I must be getting old.
Experienced, yeah, yeah, as I said, experienced.
Yeah, but I know we've, you know, personally, I refer a lot of former NFL mm-hmm. players and family members and that type of thing, personal friends over the years, you know, to look at the procedure and get it done. And I know we had one former NFL wide receiver, Hall of Fame guy, and I called him years ago, and he was 3 weeks away from having his knee replaced. And I talked him into coming out here, and he had the procedure done. And actually, he looked at his knee. We did his shoulder and his knee. And he looked at his knee, didn't think they could help him. It was that bad. But they went ahead because of who he was. He was a Hall of Fame guy and pretty well known. And they treated his knee. And I went about a month later, actually it was like maybe less than a month, he called me up and says, Don, I can't believe it. You know, my knee's 85% better. I've canceled my knee replacement. And he's going strong ever since. That was 5 or 6 years ago, I think. So
right. Anyway. So when you look at the whole deal of regenerative medicine, and man, you think of, we've talked about this over the years together, but the injuries and things, man, that you guys, your body took. Yeah. The conditioning programs weren't what they were are today, are
no,
they?
Nothing. No, you know, we, these kids today, they couldn't go, I don't believe they could go through the training camp we went through. And our training camp was like 2 months long. And, you know, full pads, 2-a-days and that type of thing. Of course, you played back in those days, too. You know, Jim being an old you know, defensive guy or whatever. But back in the old days, you know, they'd shoot you up with whatever, you know. I mean, so, you know, Xylocaine, Novocaine, whatever. Get you back on the field. You know, take some of these pills, these pain pills, those same, you know, they call them salt pills. They give us all this stuff to get us back on the field. Never thinking what would happen to you 10, 20, 30 years later. And now we're... You know, we're the recipient of some of the ill effects of, you know, days gone by. So,
sure.
You know, thank God for this type of treatment.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And again, you know, there's a lot of people say, well, you know, there's no guarantees with it, you know. And I'm like, hey, there's not one surgeon that should look at you and say he can guarantee an outcome on a surgery.
Everybody says you guarantee, right? If I can guarantee this, then turn around and walk out.
Yeah, no doubt. And Luke, so as you guys go through, you know, with a patient, kind of walk us through what the process is like. I mean, if they call 970-342-2231 to make an appointment, do they need to bring like MRI or, you know, x-rays, or how does all that work?
Well, we really try to accommodate our patients to the best of our ability. We have patients from around the world and around the country. So we do a lot of things over the phone. There's telemedicine stuff. You know, a normal patient, if you're around Colorado and you're willing to come up and join us, it's just a great experience from the start. You know, give us a call. We'll talk about your condition, you know, see what your treatment's been in the past. And then from there, if you have MRIs, if you have x-rays, we give you opportunity to do things remotely. You can send it to us. All of this stuff is just normal stuff that we just want to help you out. All that's free. As soon as we can get you to the point where we need to see you and evaluate you with the physician, we've got different programs to do that, either remotely or in the office. Mm-hmm. If you don't have images, you can just tell us your story. We're happy to start from there.
Yeah. Now, insurance, we're still working on a lot of insurance companies to try to get insurance to kick in on this. But the way I tell people, I mean, good night. Like I say, this worked extremely. And I'm telling you, when I got off the table, Don, my knee and ankle did not hurt. You know, again, I'm not saying that happens for everybody, but I'm just telling you,
that was just my personal story.
Yeah, well, can I say something real quick?
Of course.
I did the same thing, and then I didn't read all of the.
I know you were a bad.
you know, the protocol for the few days after or the week after that, my knee felt so doggone good. The first day or two, I'm out of that. I'm going. So I started doing things I should have done, and that I hadn't done in quite some time. And then, you know, I had a little relapse there or whatever because I came back too soon, you know, but still thinking I was young. But,
right.
Anyway, so, yeah, you got to be careful, in the first few days after the procedure.
Sure. And, but, you know, it did great for me. And then, you know, last year I did have to do a knee replacement, but again, I don't feel like the regenerative medicine failed me. It was just me doing something stupid coming down a mountain while I was hunting. But I'm saying all that to say this. I paid $8,500 out of pocket for my insurance, okay? So I'd much rather try to throw some money at trying to stay away from the surgery side. And that's one thing I appreciate about Dr. Donner is, I mean, he's a surgeon. He likes to do surgery. That's what he does. But his goal is to keep you from surgery. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. He's a really unique doc that really looks at the advancements in medicine. Mm-hmm. And he does things in a way that we want to keep you from these unknowing outcomes. Yeah. So there's always the option for surgery, just like you had in the sure. in the past. Why not start with something that, you know, has the potential
yeah.
to get you by at least?
Because you can always do surgery.
Absolutely.
Always. It's yeah. always going to be an option, yeah. right?
Now, this procedure is so minimally invasive that,
sure.
you know, it's just a quick
no, I'm
you
telling
know, couple
you, dude.
Needle pokes and, yeah. You know, you're on your way out.
I know.
So, well, there's more to it than that, but.
Sure, but you know what? I mean, it was a very comfortable procedure. And just to kind of talk about the facility there, I mean, the way you guys got the rooms all set up there and just very private, you know, you just feel like you're getting taken care of, you know.
Absolutely. We yeah. designed the whole facility, you know, to meet the needs of everyday guys, and we got back doors for the guys that need to be hidden.
Yeah.
We've done plenty of that. So, yeah. you know, going back to, I like the way you're explaining, you know, all this technology is that, you know, we've got people with amazing outcomes mm-hmm. that pop off the table and start running down the street. And then we got guys that, you know, come in really in a lot of pain and they leave right. in a lot of pain. And, you know, it's a good couple months until yeah. this works.
No,
so
I mean,
there's a big range there.
Back
but
when Don and I were going through this, I mean, you know, some people would call, man, I thought you said, you know, this. And again, I always try to be careful and not set their expectation. But, you know, it may be 3, 4, 5 months before it kick in. But then, and I'm telling you, I interviewed probably 150 patients, you know, all walks of life. Like you yeah. said, math leads to just housewives to just normal guys, whatever. And, I never had one person, in their own words, not tell me that they were less than 70% better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not one. Yeah.
Yeah, we can't make any claims.
Sure,
as
no,
far
no.
As,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What this can do or what it's treated for, but, you know, we're willing to try to help everybody mm-hmm. out the way we can to at least get some relief in their
yeah.
life.
Yeah. So, Dr. Seaton, get back to you real quick as far as just, you know, your. Just your medical knowledge. I mean, this whole regenerative medicine and whether it's PRP, stem cell, whatever. I mean, it's pretty exciting stuff of what it can and has the ability to do to the human body, isn't it?
Well, it's definitely another part of the armamentarium to keep people from surgery and offer them an alternative. I always tell patients, too, even if it buys you a few more years, that the technology is changing, even with joint replacements and mm-hmm. what we, you know, so the longer you put it off,
sure,
the more you're going to, more advantageous that is for the long term, too, because you don't want to go through 2 or 3 knee replacements in your life. And
right.
if you start at age 50 and you wear it out, the second one isn't the same as the first one.
Right.
So
you want both tires the same, don't you?
Exactly. Uh-huh. So I think there's some, and I've had certainly walked patients through that algorithm where we can temporize, and if you delay it 5 years, I mean 10 years, that's significant
sure.
change, and financially it makes sense. I mean, right. it's.
And so, Luke, does basically regenerative medicine can kind of go in any joint, or we're most? I mean, I think knees, shoulders, probably most popular, but where all is this good for?
Yeah. It really is safe and effective in many orthopedic conditions. It's been known to help other conditions as well. But, you know, most of our patients, I would say, come to us with joint pain in, you know, numerous joints, or I think we've treated over 26 orthopedic conditions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, ranging from shoulders, knees, you know, your jaw, just about everything. Dr. Donner is dual board certified in orthopedic and spine. Not a lot of docs get to that level.
Yep.
But he's able to really put these where they need to go. Spine specialty is where he's really advanced the last, you know, 15 years. And, you know, lots of docs, spine surgeons, aren't going to offer this and be able to treat your spine, which is very expensive to treat.
Sure.
So getting all of your spine treated is a great benefit at our clinic.
Right. Once again, it's Elite Regenerative Stem Cell Specialist. Their number, 970-342-2231. And just right off of I-25 there, what exit is that there?
I-25 and Highway 34.
Highway 34. Just hang it right there. You'll see the new Shields store right there, and they are right behind there. And really, just everything right there at the complex. I mean, you got the surgery center just right across the parking lot. Are there times that maybe some procedures that you do, especially with a spinal thing, may require hospital stay, but mostly this is in and out? We hadn't talked about that. This is just a few hours, right?
Yeah, the location's great. You know, we have patients, like I said, around the world, around the U.S. It's about 40 minutes from DIA. When you get up there, our facility in-house, you know, we've got the spine center, we've got a med spa. You can bring your wives, we can treat them just as well as you're going to be treated with us. But then we've got, you know, our research center across the street, surgery center. If you need surgery, you know, Dr. Narn is the one that's going to say, you know, this would be better off, you know, going that route. And that's what's really cool about it. We'll refer you to the right people if we're not the right people.
Sure.
But, you know, the location and what we can offer, like you said, Shields is right there. Hopefully you can come in, all your sportsmen, just pop in and grab what you need as you come visit us. So.
And Don, this is something too where, you know what, I think you could be a spokesman for this. Pain changes your life, doesn't it?
It sure does. Oh my gosh, it sure does. Yeah, I wish I could have. They said, you know, what's your biggest regret on this whole procedures? And, you know, in my dealings with the stem cell, my only regret is I wish I could have done it 20, 25 years ago, mm-hmm. you know, myself. But talking about what Luke said before, you know, I mean, we had an NFL guy come here a few years ago, and he had all kinds of things. I think we did treated 11 different areas of his body. And his big concern was his Achilles. And he treated his Achilles, and today he's running on the beach in San Diego and doing things and stuff and whatever. In fact, he just called me about 2 months ago, gave me an update on him and stuff. But it's amazing. You can treat, I mean, you know, I guess all kinds of different parts of the body now and that type of thing that I didn't even think before, because initially when I got into it, it was just, you know, hips, knees, and shoulders.
Did it help your golf game?
No, doggone it. Can it help the game, Luke?
Oh, it can. Yeah. It definitely can.
Yeah, you can walk out to the ball now. Yeah.
Well, it makes you slow down a little bit, which makes the golfers better.
That's true. You know, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
You are right. But, folks, look, again, as Luke just mentioned, Dr. Donner, which will be on a segment with us soon, dual board certified, as I mentioned earlier. So here's what. Think about when you go by the chiropractor's office and they got the sign out there, stem cell therapy. Luke, what's a couple of questions that may be good to walk in and ask before someone sticks a needle in you that you don't know?
Yeah. You really have to understand both the regulations behind what you're allowed to do as far as stem cell or regenerative therapy. You know, a lot of these clinics, if they're injecting things into you that are not yours, you know, that's really something that the FDA is completely against. You know, that's considered a drug. You need to have trials to figure that out. You know, our technology is really based on surgical orthopedic principles of we're taking tissue that is normally there and putting it there. And this is all your own, so it's safe, effective. Just like Don said, it goes in tons of areas. But just like in a surgery, there's a thing called Cell Saver. You know, as you're doing surgery, we collect your blood, we collect your bone marrow, your bone particles, all that stuff gets filtered and then just put right back into you. This is a way to help you avoid, you know, these external transfusions.
Right.
So we're taking those aspects of that and doing the same thing in our facility to try to help you in these areas that we're working on.
Right. Once again, the number is 970-342-2231. It's Elite Regenerative Stem Cell Specialist, and you can call there, ask for Luke, and he will get you information and get you in. And from the time someone normally comes in and, you know, you look at them and you find out they're a good candidate, usually how long does it take then to get in and maybe get on the books with a procedure?
Yeah, it's a very quick process. We make our patients a priority. We do have the space and availability to accommodate most all patients.
Right.
Typically, you know, within a week or two, if you can get up to us, we'll make room. And then procedures, you know, don't really take more than 2 weeks out to get on the book.
Okay, cool. Well, gentlemen, this has been fun. We'll do it again.
Thank you.
Dr. Jim Seaton, I want to thank you and Luke. Coleman, again, with Elite Regenerative Stem Cell Specialist. Their number, 970-342-2231. And for Mr. Don Horn, thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Good to be here.
All right,
thank you.
Great to have you in, sir. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
This is Chris Kane with 303 Roofer. If you have an insurance claim on your roof and want to keep some of that money in your pocket, give us a call and we'll give you a cash bid to replace your roof. You pay insurance every month and now insurance has paid you. It's your money and we understand that. So give us a call at 303-390-1382 or visit our website, 303roofer.com.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Now's the time to get into the Outdoorsman's Attic. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and you've heard me say many times, this is one of my favorite stores. The Outdoorsman's Attic's selection is incredible right now for all of your camping, hunting, and fishing needs. Just a few items to mention, all backpacks are 10% off, sleeping bags 20%, and Sitka gear 40% off of retail. They also have great deals on firearms and also tons of fishing gear down in the basement. And if your firearms need a little work or cleaning, see Scott the gunsmith and tell him we sent you. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic. It's Colorado's premier outdoor consignment store for the outdoors. They're located at 2650 West Hamden. Tell them Scott sent you.
At Flesh and Beck Law, your attorney sets you at ease from the first meeting so you have the space to think clearly. After an injury, you immediately start worrying about how you will afford the healing process. You start thinking about insurance deductibles, physical therapy appointments, vehicle repairs, and how to pay for rent in the meantime. Listening to one calm, qualified voice throughout the process will help you think rationally instead of making decisions based on anxiety. Call Flesh and Beck Law for a free, no-obligation consultation, and you will talk to a lawyer right away, not some legal assistant who just wants to find out how much money your case might be worth. Then, once you and your attorney both decide to move forward with your case, you will continue working with that attorney the whole time. The same person who meets you for a consultation will also sit beside you in court. Eliminate the fear of the unknown. Call Flesh and Beck Law at 303-806-8886.
Have you been thinking about a new pair of glasses? Maybe some prescription sunglasses? Well, look no further than Stack Optical. Since 1968, yes, you heard me right. Since 1968, Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their patients. This family-owned business is proud to be one of the few optical offices that has their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Stack Optical, located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway, features the most extensive lines of eyeglass frames, sunglasses, and contact lenses to ensure that you love your appearance and experience superior comfort. Our comprehensive eye exams proactively diagnose eye conditions and diseases while providing the most accurate vision care. We welcome you to experience a lifetime of superior ocular care from doctors that are devoted to your eye health. Call now for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Hi, Jack Corrigan for Len Lyle Chevrolet. Len Lyle Chevrolet is open and safe. It's truck month, and they have the best deals of the year on all trucks and SUVs, like up to $10,000 off on half-ton Silverados. Or come check out the all-new Tahoes and Suburbans for 2021. Len Lyle has been there for 35 years, and low overhead really does mean low prices. Check them out on the web, LenLyleChevy.com. Go east and pay the least. Chevy. Find new roads.
This is KLZ 560 AM, your home station.
Welcome to Protect Your Legacy with Attorney Blake Harris. My name is Scott Watley. We are glad to have you with us. We have a great thing for us here today with Blake Harris, and we're going to be talking about now his new firm name, and it is Blake Harris Law, formerly Mile High Estate Planning. So all the things you've heard about Mile High Estate Planning, same great attorney with Blake Harris and his team, and all the things that he offers there with estate planning. But hey, growth is always good, and we're going to learn a little bit more about that today with attorney Blake Harris. So Blake, thanks for being with us, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. I'm doing great. Great to be back on the show.
And it's great to have you, sir. All right. Well, man, I tell you, we knew this was coming. Hey, you're growing. You're doing great things. You're helping a lot of people. So kind of go through a little bit of the mindset with Blake Harris Law now.
Sounds good. Well, for the past decade, my firm has focused on estate planning and asset protection, helping families put together their wills and revocable trusts, navigating the probate court, reduce long-term care costs. And we're going to continue to do all those things as well. But as more clients come to us and have other concerns related to their business and related to new investments that are being made in assets such as cryptocurrency, my law firm is expanding. We brought on a couple of additional attorneys to help meet our clients' growing needs. So now not only can we help with estate planning, we can also help with business planning. So clients who are starting a business or have a business and want to learn how to form that business properly so that they can collect money from investors, so that they are in compliance with SEC rules or exemptions under the SEC, we can do that as well.
And, you know, Blake, I tell you, I think when we all think we're going to start a business, which, you know, I've certainly done over the years, several different entities and things I'm involved with, but we really can't think of everything. And, boy, to have someone like yourself to sit down with us, and especially if you get into partnerships and,
you know, different owners and different things like that. Man, there's so many things there to just protect yourself. And, you know, if someone passes away or just something goes awry in the partnership, how to protect yourself. So, man, that's a solid need right there.
It is, and it goes right in line with estate planning as well. If you're going to be planning for the future, if you're going to be planning for your money, then you need to both make sure that your estate plan is all squared away and that you have the company properly set up. I mean, in certain cases, clients don't need anything very complex, and I'll tell them we can set up an LLC for you. It's not going to take a lot of time, and it's going to be pretty simple to do. In other cases, if you're bringing in partners, if there's going to be investors in your company, then you want to make sure that you've really thought through every possible scenario, because it is much more cost effective to do the planning ahead of time than it is to try to litigate after the fact, to try to fix a problem after there's already been a dispute that arose. It's much more cost effective to set up a business plan from the start than it is to, after the fact, try to clean it up same way that it operates with estate planning. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of the cure. And that is certainly true when it comes to your, and that's certainly true when it comes to both business planning and estate planning.
Absolutely. Make it real easy for you now. Just simply BlakeHarrisLaw.com and the same number, 833-ASK-BLAKE, and they will get you fixed up for an appointment, whether that be in person or virtual. Blake can work all those details out for you. And again, go to the website. Highly recommend this. I'm involved with a lot of different companies, and I can honestly say Blake is the leader in this with the testimonials that people write about their experience with you, Blake. And I don't know, why do you think people tend, because you know what, most companies struggle with getting the people write reviews, and it seems like people just like, Blake, can I write you a review? Because they want to tell about what their experience was like.
Well, Scott, I pay a lot of people to write those reviews. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I've never paid for a review. I've never even given a discount for a review. What I have done is I've shown a genuine concern for my clients. I started the law firm because I wanted to provide a good experience for clients. That was my number one goal in starting a law firm. I'd worked for other law firms before who have great legal minds and may do a good job for the clients, but I want to provide a great experience for the clients where they know where we are with working for things on their behalf, where they don't have to wonder the status of their case, where things are turned around quickly, where we don't make mistakes, and we deliver on our promises. And a big thing that is important for clients, and I totally understand why, is pricing. We do upfront flat fee pricing, so the clients know exactly what they're getting into the moment they engage our firm. They're not left wondering what's going to happen to, they're not left wondering how much this is going to cost. Am I being billed every single time this attorney talks to me? We do flat fee pricing. It encourages communication with the clients. It builds a better relationship between our firm and the clients, and ultimately you get happier clients. And so, to loop back around to your question, that's the key to continuing to grow our reviews. And right now for our Denver office, we have over 70 Google reviews. Every single one is a 5 out of 5 stars.
No, great reviews. And I know people have really, really enjoyed working with you for exactly what you described there. All right, so let's kind of take down what we're doing now with Blake Harris Law, the asset protection, estate planning, business law, and like you say, the investments now with all the cryptocurrency and all of that. So, you know, I think many times people feel like that, you know, but I just don't have much to set up some kind of will or something like that. But, I mean, everybody has something, right?
Sure. So a question that I get very frequently is, how much money should I have before I create a trust? And the answer is, it's not necessarily about the amount of money you have, though that is a factor in determining whether I recommend a trust for someone. The real question is, who are your beneficiaries? Who's going to receive your property when you pass away? If you're leaving your money to your own children, then you want to do everything you can to make it as simple as possible and as cost-effective as possible. Now, if you're leaving all of your money to a nonprofit organization, then maybe the best thing to do is actually just create a simple will. I'm not a one-size-fits-all believer. Some attorneys will recommend wills for everyone. Other attorneys will push trusts on everyone. I offer customized solutions, and my firm is well-equipped to create any type of estate planning structure, whether it's a will, whether it's a trust, whether it's a simple trust or a complex trust, a domestic trust, or an offshore trust. My firm is able to cater to the individual client's needs. So if a client has $100,000, but they want to leave their money directly to their children, then what I say is go ahead and set up a trust. It's going to be a little bit more of an investment up front, but it's going to save your family a lot of money in the long run. Now, on the other hand, if a client has $1 million, but is leaving it all to the Denver Dumb Friends League, what I may recommend is just use a simple will, and then in the event that you pass away, that probate cost is going to be paid for by the Denver Dumb Friends League, and you get to save yourself a little bit of money up front. So it's not merely a question of how much assets do you have, it's a question of who your beneficiaries are. Do you have children? And if so, then I'd probably recommend a trust for your family.
All right. Blake Harris is with us once again, BlakeHarrisLaw.com, and the phone number, 833-ASK-BLAKE. So when we look at estate planning picture, so to speak, there's several pieces of that pie, so to speak, that make up a complete estate plan. Just for today's show, let's just kind of maybe talk about the different categories that you work with folks on and developing them a complete estate plan.
Sure. So we always start by understanding the client's family. That's what I want to know first about. Is the client married? Do they have children? Is it a step? Are there any stepchildren? Is it a blended family? Understanding the family is key. Once we have a good grasp of the family dynamic, then the next portion is to understand the client's assets. Do they own real estate? Do they have a business? Are they invested in cryptocurrency? Do they have oil and gas investments? What type of debt do they have? Once we have all this information, once we understand the client's overall financial picture and their family picture, then we want to get a good understanding of their goals. Or is their goal to leave all their money to their children? Do they want to leave some money to a charity? Is it a combination? Do they want to give the money to their children, but not necessarily as soon as they pass away? Do you want to give it to them some over time? If that's the situation, then how do you want it structured? Generally, the way that I structure distributions to children is that we don't give all the money to the children right away. If you do that, the children could end up losing some of the money due to a lawsuit or due to a divorce or just due to them being too young to properly manage their own financial affairs. So in that case, what I would recommend is to create a trust and allow another family member to manage the money on behalf of the children. So that's the first and most important document, creating the trust, typically a revocable living trust. The revocable living trust, you can transfer your property into funding the trust. It's very important that when you create your estate plan, you fund the trust. And then next, you want to make sure that trust then transfer the property outside of probate to the beneficiaries, and then each beneficiary should receive their own trust. You don't want all of the children pulling from the same fund and growing resentful that one is going to public college while the other one is going to private college. So that's the heart of the plan, the trust. The next document that is included in the estate plan is a last will and testament. Anytime that you create a trust, you also create a last will and testament, which is referred to as a pour-over will or a spillover will, which says that any money that is held in an individual's name after passing is transferred to the trust upon the passing of the person who created the will. This pour-over trust makes sure to catch any asset that is not properly funded in the trust and transfers it into the trust at the passing of the client. So first you have your trust, next you have your will, and then you have all of your incapacity documents. And there are several incapacity documents for which everyone should create. The first is a financial power of attorney. A financial power of attorney is used for making financial decisions in the event that an individual becomes incapacitated. Next is a medical power of attorney, where you get to select who's going to be making decisions on your behalf if you're not able to communicate your medical wishes. And then you have a HIPAA authorization. HIPAA is a federal law which protects the privacy of your health care. In the event that you become incapacitated, it allows the agent you have selected to make a decision on your behalf. I'm sorry, a HIPAA authorization allows your agents to access your protected health care information. And then finally, a living will. A living will states that if you're in a permanent vegetative state, that the individual, that you are not to be kept in a permanent vegetative state. This is a Terry Schiavo situation, and that you're to have life support removed.
Blake Harris is with us. Once again, it is BlakeHarrisLaw.com, 833-ASK-BLAKE. And we are visiting with Blake about all that his office handles now, and his asset protection, estate planning, business law, cryptocurrency. Hey, a lot to know there. So, Blake, as you have explained on previous shows with us as well, I mean, there's so much with this estate planning side that, boy, if people just don't have this, the family's already going through a lot of stress if they're even thinking about this, right? So what does this do for a family when everything is complete?
It saves the family a lot of money. It saves the family a lot of time. And most importantly, it saves the family a lot of, it preserves a lot of the family harmony. In some unfortunate circumstances, the start of probate could end up being the end of the relationship between the children. The last thing that any of us want to have happen is after we pass away to have family members end up fighting over their inheritance. I've had clients who want to leave their money to their children or grandchildren or friends or a charitable or organization. I've never had somebody say they want to leave their money to a bunch of attorneys, to law firms, so the family can fight over the money. By having a well-drafted, properly executed estate plan, you can make sure that your family does not, you can greatly reduce the chances that anybody fights over their inheritance after you've passed away.
All right. Now, you mentioned a recent show and all, recent segment about the business law side of things. So I know you can't go through everything that you can help some with, but what are just some of the highlights of some of the things that folks can come to you with and you can help them as far as the business law area?
Sure. So whether it's a simple LLC that you need to create for a piece of rental property, or if you're looking to do something more complex, if you're looking to set up a corporation or a partnership, and you're going to be bringing in investors, pooling money, looking to do something bigger, we now have the ability to do everything from mergers and acquisitions, startups, venture capital, helping companies raise private equity, everything within standard business law practice areas, we are able to accommodate, as well as issues relating to cryptocurrency. More and more people are entering the crypto space, whether it's starting their own coin or whether they are looking to set up a Bitcoin ATM. If you own a chain of gas stations or a chain of restaurants, you could put in very lucrative Bitcoin ATMs. These are popping up more and more around various places in the country, and I think we're going to see them more and more around Denver. My firm, I've always thought of it as on the cutting edge with everything we do, whether it's estate planning, elder law, business planning, or planning for clients with newer asset classes. By working with us, you're going to have the benefit of a firm that is forward-thinking. We're not stuck in an old way of doing business. And through myself and my team of attorneys, we're able to help coordinate everything from the very beginning of your business to making sure that it works in conjunction with your estate plan, to making sure that your family, that there's a succession plan in place for after you pass away, so that in the event that or once you pass away, there's a smooth transition of assets. And then the final portion that I want to talk about is tax planning. If you own cryptocurrency, it can be very confusing how to handle the tax reporting. We have the ability to handle any tax issue. We work with families who have under $10 million. We work with families who have over $10 million and putting together tax strategies for reducing taxes, for identifying opportunities for tax savings, to creating structures to recommending different types of investments for clients to make to reduce their taxes. Now, my law firm, we're not investment managers. We don't make investment recommendations ourselves. But if there's another professional, an investment advisor, a CPA, who you think we should put, who would be beneficial to our clients, we have a very large network, a Rolodex of other professionals who we work with to help our clients achieve their goals.
Sure. Once again, Blake Harris is with us. It is BlakeHarrisLaw.com, and Blake's number, 833-ASK-BLAKE. And Blake, also on your website, you've got your ultimate guide to estate planning and asset protection. Boy, I know that's done well for you and very informative, a good read, easy read for people. But tell us a little about how folks can get that.
Sure. So if you're ready to move forward with the estate planning process, if this is something that you've been putting off for a while, I say the best thing to do is just pick up the phone, give my office a call, and schedule a consultation. We have phone consultations. We have in-person consultations. We have Zoom consultations as well. But if you are maybe not ready to start the estate planning process, and you just want to educate yourself further, go to our website, BlakeHarrisLaw.com, download the Ultimate Guide to Estate Planning and Asset Protection. It sells for about $20 in the Amazon store, but you can get a free copy online at my website, BlakeHarrisLaw.com. It's going to outline every possible option that you have for creating a estate plan. Anything you'd want to know, whether it's simple or complex matter, the entire buffet of estate planning options are presented in my guide. But again, if you're been putting off for a while and you're really ready to get moving, I would say the best thing to do is just contact my office to get the process started. But we do have our guide. I also have a YouTube channel and a TikTok channel where I go into pretty far detail discussing all the options available for estate planning. So in addition to your show, Scott, I'm out there teaching continuously, whether it's the public in general or other attorneys. I teach continuing education to other attorneys who are interested in getting into this type of law. I've taught many other attorneys how to be estate planning attorneys, how to be asset protection attorneys. Many attorneys, I would say, don't know, or most of the public doesn't know, that there's a lot you can do to preserve your assets. There's a lot you can do to protect yourself from ending up on the wrong end of a lawsuit, or if you end up on the wrong end of a lawsuit, protecting you from having to pay that lawsuit judgment. And that is a common area of estate planning and business planning that I feel is missed by many professionals who don't take advantage of asset protection strategies available. Yes, you want to protect the money for your children after you pass away, but while you're alive, you can set up a structure so that if you get sued, your assets remain protected and safe, and nobody can take them away from you.
Sure. And I know another thing you offer, and I think this is another reason why you're very successful, is you offer free lifetime reviews on the estate planning side. So talk about why that's important.
Yes. So I'll walk you through the entire process, because this is a question that pretty much every client asks. What is the process? So it's always a pre-initial consultation. At the end of that consultation, I will be able to quote a fee for the creation of the estate plan. Clients know exactly what they're getting into at the very beginning of the engagement. They're never surprised by fees down the road, and our guarantee, our promise to do just that is reflected in the many very good online reviews that we have received. Once clients have hired us, then we send out an online intake form. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes to complete. It's not a very painful process at all. Once we have the information we need in order to prepare an estate plan, approximately 3 weeks later, we will send the clients the documents to review. The clients can take as long as they'd like to review them, ask as many questions, make as many changes as they'd like. Once they let us know that the documents have been drafted to their complete satisfaction, we'll then schedule a signing meeting. There's two options. We can sign in our Denver office. We have beautiful office space in downtown Denver next to Union Station with free parking next door, or we can mail the documents out to the clients and have the clients meet with the notary. Most of our clients for the past year have done the entire process without leaving the convenience of their home. You simply call us, we set up a Zoom call, we then prepare the documents, you then have a notary come to your home. And then after the documents have been signed, we generally give another 30 days for the client to make any additional changes they'd like at no additional charge. And if more than 30 days go by, we do charge a few hundred dollars for any amendments to the plan. However, the clients can call in at any time, 6 months from now, 10 years from now, to discuss their estate plan. And we never charge for questions related to a client's estate plan. We give these free lifetime reviews very intentionally because we want our clients communicating with us. Often life circumstances change, births, deaths, marriages, divorces, other people connecting or unconnecting with family members. We don't want clients out there whose estate plans are becoming stagnant, whose estate plans no longer reflect their wishes. And so what we do is we give our clients free lifetime reviews. So if there's a change in your family situation or a change in your assets, if you've been sued or if you've received an inheritance, if you've sold a business, we can help every step of the way, and we will gladly be there to discuss with our clients so that if there's ever a change that in your life that affects your estate plan, we'll make sure that the estate plan stays up to date.
Sure. Got about a minute and a half here, but we had a question come in that they wanted me to ask you. Okay, so someone does their estate plan here in Colorado because they live here. Then let's say maybe they get sick, so they've got to move to Texas, and now they're being cared for by loved ones in Texas. And they, let's say they pass away in Texas, but their estate plan was done here. Does it matter where a person deceases? Is what laws kind of take effect with an estate plan, or is it where the estate plan was drawn up?
So you can create an estate plan in Colorado and move to Texas, and your estate plan is still valid. I like to give the analogy that if you go to Vegas for the weekend to get married, then come back to Colorado, well, you're still married. If you create an estate plan in Colorado and then move to Texas and then pass away in Texas, the estate plan that we created for you here in Colorado is still valid. So the best time to create an estate plan is right now. Don't put it off in any longer. Don't wait until you move. Go ahead and do it now. Get the peace of mind. And the hardest part, I find over and over, is just making that first call. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 833-ASK-BLAKE, or contact us through our website, blakeharrislaw.com. Myself or a member of my firm will reach out to you to schedule a call with me personally, and then we'll get the ball rolling. Again, it's a pre-initial consultation, so at minimum, you'll gain some value, and at best, you'll be able to really take care of your estate plan and put together a plan for you and your family's future.
All right. Well, Blake, hey, congratulations on everything and just the growth of your firm and the growth of some things that you're helping folks with. So we appreciate it, and we'll sure look forward to our next visit.
Scott, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on the show, and I look forward to being back soon.
You've been listening to Protect Your Legacy, brought to you by Blake Harris Law. Check out the website, blakeharrislaw.com. Go on, check out the reviews, but also just check out all the things on the website, a great website. But more importantly, pick up the phone, call, make your appointment today with Blake Harris, 833-ASK-BLAKE. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.